Organics is back. And I have as my guest today, Gordon Mansell and Eugenio Faggiani, who's going to be giving a recital. Gordon, first to you. How many times have we done this now, this wonderful organics
festival? Not enough.
I agree.
It seems like we're probably now the sixth or seventh interview regarding organics.
I don't mean the interviews. I mean, how many years is organics?
Pardon me. This is our 13th season. But it is unusual that I have concerts throughout the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's quite intense at this particular week.
It is, yes.
Eugenio, welcome to the program.
It's my pleasure to be back here after some years, and really also having this introduction with Nimrod, you know.
Yeah.
What else?
It's a good way to go, isn't it? Yeah. Transfers well to the organ.
Absolutely. Yeah. You have some of the best descriptions that give the best effect.
I want the public to know that we're interviewing Eugenio Faggiani today, who is an affirmed international concert organist. He performs in Europe, Belarus, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Russia, Syria, the United Kingdom, USA, and he's back again here in Canada. You have a recital coming up on the 16th at St. Basil's Church. And just so we can drive interest for this, Gordon, what's the website people need to go to?
So it's www.organixconcerts.ca, organixconcerts.ca. With an X.
With a cute X at the end.
That's
dot
right.
.ca. All right. So you are a throwback, maestro. You are a throwback to about a century and a half, when the days when performers also were composers and nobody expected anything else. They expected you to be a composer, too. And your music is on this program. Can you tell us what we're going to hear that is yours?
Well, it's curious to see that, actually, there are many composers that used to perform their own music, mm-hmm. but in the organ world is a little bit more common. My music that I'm going to performing a psalm setting in four movements, very short actually, is 12 minutes of music, 13. It's a nice piece that is based on four Gregorian chants, four Franciscan Gregorian, that is even more particular because Franciscan tradition has his own Gregorian chant that is used for the liturgy of the hours and special feast. So that is why it's so special. And then I use the material coming from the Psalm 100. In this way, you can have something as a landscape that surrounds the music. In this way, if you know the text, you can follow easily the music.
Now, you're going to be doing something that is, it's happened to more than one person. Certainly Beethoven could do it. Mozart could do it. Liszt did it a lot. But the thing I'm referring to here is you are inviting the public to submit themes during the intermission. And what's going to happen after you get these scraps of paper, I'm assuming, with themes? What's going to happen?
Well, the parallel you are using with such names is really too high for me. But, I'm going to improvise on those themes on really strict forms. This means that anyone can show a theme, a melody, or even a title, but then he has to sing it for me because I have not that kind of memory and I need to write down the notes. But then I will do improvisation on the themes in several styles. This means that you will have a new composition coming. This is typical for organists of the organ world, but also was for the soloists in the past who show themselves. For liturgy, or as a musician, you have to improvise always because you never know if the song is that short or if the hymn or if the bishop is walking for a long time
You've got to keep going.
Yeah, you have to keep going. This means that you need to know exactly what to do. And this is typical, is in the backpack of every organist.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, doing in the concert, this means that you can have a lot of fun more. And then you can really try to make people understand that, you can have the same suit with a different kind of textile stuff.
Mm-hmm. So what is it? Is it a jar and a Grecian urn? Where do these scraps of paper go with the themes?
Well, during intermission, we'll have a little basket. Some point, Eugenio will have a look at all the themes. Maybe Eugenio will put them on the music desk. In order of what he's going to improvise.
Okay, so they
will provide the paper.
They propose,
paper.
But you decide.
Well, you know, not everything fit everywhere.
Yeah.
So it is a matter to see which is the best material to fit the instrument. Actually, this instrument is St. Basil's Spectacular. It's an incredible instrument just just refurbished and enlarged in some way. And he's really has a special body that includes French stuff, but also British stuff. And that is quite unusual.
It's a wonderful festival. It's an ongoing festival, Organics. Is it fair to call it a festival? It seems awfully festive to me when you've got artists who can do with just what we've described here.
It absolutely
I'm going to call it a festival.
Festival so. Series.
Okay, festival series. It's Organics. The website to visit is organicsconcerts.ca. This May the 16th, 7:30 p.m. at St. Basil's Church. We're not far away from it. It's tomorrow. At St. Basil's Church at 7:30 p.m. If you have any thematic material and you'd like to play Stump the Band, now is your time to do it. Gentlemen, come back anytime.
Thank you very much, Carrie.